The U.S. Navy and the Coast Guard are still searching the seas around Honolulu for any signs of survivors from the Japanese fishing boat that sank a week ago today after being hit by a U.S. submarine. Earlier, the Coast Guard said it would call off the search, but the Japanese government asked that the effort continue. Here in Washington, President Bush has asked the Pentagon to review its policies for allowing civilians to go along on military exercises. Two civilian visitors were at the controls of the USS Greenville when it hit the fishing boat. NPR's Tom Jelton joins me now. Morning, Tom.
Morning, Bob.
16 civilian visitors were aboard the Greenville a week ago today, the day of the accident. Does this Pentagon review mean that kind of practice won't continue?
No, not yet, Bob. The Pentagon is saying that there will continue to be civilian visitors aboard ships and planes and other military vehicles during exercises. But the news that a fairly large group was crammed into that control room of the Greenville, the submarine, when it did this quite risky maneuver has been fairly controversial, especially with that report that two of the civilians were at the controls of the submarine. So President Bush said last night that he's asking Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to review all policy regarding civilian activity during military exercises. But really, it's almost unimaginable that the military would move away from this practice of having civilians aboard. It's a tremendous public relations benefit. It's an opportunity for the military to show off what it's capable of doing. It's also important to the military to show transparency in its activities. So I think that that will continue. What you're unlikely to see, certainly in the short term, is civilians sitting at submarine controls. And I think it's probably unlikely as well that submarines will do these risky rapid surfacing maneuvers when there are civilians aboard.
What evidence is there that the presence of the visitors may have been a factor in the collision?
Well, Navy officials continue to insist there's no such evidence. And you know, Bob, actually, I've gotten several emails from former submariners who are objecting to all the, let's say, insinuations that civilian visitors somehow caused this accident. They say that really there is no way that civilians doing that fairly ceremonial or meaningless job of pulling a lever could have caused that accident because there are so many safeguards built in. But the problem is that nobody has come up with an explanation yet of why the submarine commander did not see that fishing boat or hear it when he went up to check. And one of the few plausible explanations is that the crew might have been distracted by these civilian visitors.
When are some of these questions going to be answered?
Well, the Navy's own investigation, which is a very preliminary one, they call it a quick look, could be completed as soon as today. The results of that will go to Admiral Thomas Fargo, the commander of all U.S. forces in the Pacific. The National Transportation Safety Board's investigation, which is a little bit more careful, is going to continue for some time. But the initial answers should be coming very early.
NPR's Tom Jelton.